Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Para, the fifth parak, Mishnahs 5 and 6. B'kol ha'kelim mekadshim, afilu b'kli galalim, b'kli avanim, u'b'kli adama. You can sanctify in all kinds of vessels, even in cattle dung vessels, stone vessels, or clay vessels. U'baspina mekadshim ba, you can sanctify in a boat. Ein mekadshim lo b'defanos ha'kelim, v'lo b'shulei ha'machat, v'lo b'im gufas hechavis, v'lo b'chafnav, mifnei she'ein mamalim, malin ve'ein mekadshim ve'ein mazid, mechatas ela b'kli. So you can not sanctify it in the sides of a vessel or in the flanks of a ladling jar, nor in the plug of a jug, nor in the hollow of the hands, because we do not fill or sanctify chatas water, nor do we sprinkle it except in a vessel itself. Ein metzilin bisamid, pasil ela kelim. Protection is not provided by an exactly fitting lid, except with vessels. Shein metzilin miyad klicheres ela kelim. For protection is not protected against earthenware except for earthenware vessels. So earthenware whose exterior is not susceptible to impurity and other vessels which are not susceptible to uncleanliness at all, their tight-fitting lids protect the contents from impurity. However, what is not called a vessel is not protected by a tight-fitting lid. Mishnah 6. Beitzas hayotzrim kshera, a potter's egg is fit. Rabbi Yossi posa, Rabbi Yossi says it's unfit. Beitzas hatarnagoles, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda makshirin, v'chamim poslin. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say that a hen's egg is fit, and the chachamim say not. A potter's egg is a hollowed-out egg-shaped lump of clay, out of which the producers of earthenware fashion their vessels. So they take this hollowed-out egg-shaped lump, and they make a vessel out of it. Rav Yossi says it's unfit because he does not consider it a vessel because it's unfinished. Now, a hen's egg, in other words, the eggshell itself, Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir say you can sanctify in it, and the Chachamim say not because it's not considered the vessel, and the halacha follows the Chachamim. Tomorrow we'll do Mishnah 7 and 8.